Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here, your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, video promo producer, and writer for What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational anthology series on the DIY, commercial and sponsor free, no Patreon, no nothing. No. It's all about the outcome and not the income, right? And this is our first show for Rocktober 2020. Whoop, whoop. And it's slightly bittersweet, but I refuse to be sad. Today, our show is titled Janice Forever. Before there was the marketing catchphrase, women in rock, there was Janice Joplin, who set a standard so incredibly high that 50 years after her passing, no one can match her. I have not come here to bury Janice, but to praise her. On the 4th of October, 2020, does mark the 50th anniversary of her passing in a hotel room in Hollywood, California. She was part of a triumvirate of iconic countercultural performers of the late 1960s, all 27 years of age, who died within a year of each other, the other two being guitar legend Jimi Hendrix in September of 1970 and Jim Morrison of the Doors in July 1971. Before there were women in rock, there was Janice. It really is as simple as that, and yet doesn't convey just how seismic her impact and influence were on the people who lived through that time of her professional recording and touring career, a brief period from 1966 to 1970, and to future generations. But this was no ordinary time in our history, then or now. Civil rights for the dispossessed people actually seemed like an attainable freedom for those affected, and conventions were being turned upside down everywhere. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And most importantly, Janice was no ordinary performer and no ordinary person. Prior to Janice, women in music, especially white women, had to fit into an easy-to-categorize mold. Non-white singers often had to conform to acceptable white standards of appearance and performance if they were going to succeed in the cutthroat music business or risk never being able to break out and make a living as a self-sufficient artist. And along came Janice, a refugee from the tiny industrial town of Port Arthur, Texas. She did attend college at the University of Texas for a brief while, only to drop out after being voted the ugliest man on campus. As I have stated about so-called liberal cities like Austin and my hometown of Los Angeles, the history of marginalized populations in these places paints a very different picture. She moved to San Francisco, initially working with the band Big Brother and the Holding Company in 1966, recording their first album on an indie label, yes, hipsters, take note, then moving to a major label, Columbia, and going solo in 1969. Along the way, she literally became the single biggest and most visible embodiment of the counterculture scene. So you may be asking yourself, how did she do it? Well, she didn't have movie star looks and even acne well into her 20s. Her singing was not pitch perfect. She was not a shrinking violet, vocally or otherwise. She almost never wore makeup. She wasn't flight attendant thin. She wrote some of her own material. She wore clothing that set its own standards of style. She didn't ask that skin blemishes be removed in photographs. And on stage, she did what she wanted. She sang what she wanted. Didn't stand still, danced freely, and with amazing passion. In the words of country music legend Loretta Lynn, in speaking about the entertainment industry, you either have to be first, best, or different. Janice Joplin was all three. Most importantly, she was also unashamed about being outspoken about her life, her sexuality, her love of black musicians, and their profound influence on her, her lovers of both sexes, and most importantly, that she had something to prove, if only to herself. No matter what life throws at you, stick to your guns and go for it. Being honest and being kind were the things she strove for herself and for those around her. And there are few, if any, people who knew her personally who have given interviews about her that had an unkind thing to say. In an industry where people claw, scratch, kick, lie, and backstab one another to get ahead, Janice won by just being herself, not giving a rat's ass about other people's pettiness toward her, staying focused and working hard. In a sense, this particular program is a love letter and a small token of my thanks and appreciation to her everything. It has got me through so many difficult times in my life, and it is an honor to put together this program in the hope that she may one day influence someone else who needs to hear her truth, especially those of us who don't conform, stick out anywhere, and refuse to give in to someone else's standard of what is and isn't acceptable for us. Her immediate influence, interestingly, was toward hard rock male vocal groups. Big Brother and the Holding Company basically laid out the template for all classic rock that followed in the 1970s. Even Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, speaking to radio station WFPK in 2018, said, "What happened in the late 60s? You can't call Big Brother and the Holding Company or Janis Joplin rock and roll. It was something else." For those of you who believe her cultural importance is long past gone, in Rolling Stone magazine's most recent and updated 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, the one where Marvin Gaye's What's Going On displaced the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper as the greatest LP in history, Janis features twice. Once with Big Brother and the Holding Company on Cheap Thrills, and on her posthumous album Pearl, meaning 50% of her original studio releases are represented. 50 years later, she has become the white blues singer gold standard, a rock icon, a feminist icon, and an LGBTQ icon. Her influence and impact on dispossessed populations can be summed up in her best known and most inspiring quote: "Don't compromise yourself. You're all that you've got." And we're going to be kicking off our very full program, which I really wish could have been 2 or 3 hours long. But hey, you know, the whole point of this is to give you a little taste and have you experience the rest of this on your own. We'll be kicking it all off with a Etta James cover. And if you don't understand in the first 15 seconds after the band starts playing what this show is about, then your ear must be in the bottom of your foot, children. From Live at the Festival Express in 1970, Tell Mama, and we will see you at about the half-hour mark.
Janis Joplin!
Do what you do.
If you're a woman, I can only assume that you already know what you're looking for. If you ever, if you ever looking, if you're lonely, if you're looking all lonely, I know what you're looking for. And I figured it out at 14 years old. Feel right, man. Your head don't feel right. Nothing feels right. See what you need. You need a sweet loving mama, baby. Sweet talking mama, baby. You need a sweet loving mama, baby. You need someone to listen to you, someone to talk to you, someone to hear you, someone to want you, someone to need you, someone to use you, someone to hold you. You want it, talk. Listen, hold you, want you, need you, hold you, need you, want you, need you, hold you, want you, need a mama, 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 baby. Hey, no, mama, 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 baby. No, mama, 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 baby. Hey, mama, 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 baby. Tell mama all about it. Tell mama all about it. What you need, what you want, what you need.
Song called What Good Can Drinking Do that I wrote one night after drinking myself into a stupor.
What good can drinking do? What good can drinking do? Yeah.
For I know that they don't come with age. No, no. I ain't never gonna love you any better, babe. And they're never gonna love you right. So you better dig it now.
just a little bit harder.
It goes like this. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town. Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it.
Welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to what you're not listening to, the audio educational and anthology series here on Ace of Spades PDX. And I'm still your all-around monkey bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., on a very special 50th anniversary memorial to one of the greatest of all time, Janis Joplin. Yes, still, you still got it, and you know you do. let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our program. Kicked it off with a live version of Tell Mama from 1970 from Live at the Festival Express. And the Festival Express was a train tour of Canada and the summertime of that year. And it was a complete financial disaster. It also starred the Grateful Dead and the band as well, but we were thankfully left with some amazing, amazing tracks here. Following that was a 1963 home recording, appeared on the Janis movie soundtrack from 1975 on the second album of the two, What Good Can Drinkin' Do? Some real amazing, deep acoustic Texas blues there. And following that, Cosmic Blues from 1969 from the album I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama. Just an amazing, amazing song. Much overlooked. Move Over, a single A-side, eventually appeared on Pool from 1970. One of her biggest solo hits, if not her, other than Me and Bobby McGee. And those three songs were all written by Janis. Following that was a Lorraine Ellison cover, Try Just a Little Bit Harder from 1969, again from the album I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama, with the Cosmic Blues Band, who only was with her for one album. Following that was, of course, another song co-written by Janis, an a cappella track, which was actually released as a single and charted here in the United States, recorded in 1970, released in 1971 from the album Pearl, Mercedes-Benz. And if you see the cover of Cheap Thrills, which this last track, the one we just heard, is from, the front cover, the one with the illustration by Robert Crumb, was actually the back. The credits are actually on it. And there's a part that says, and featuring on vocals, Janis Joplin. And there's a little balloon below it that says, and how, no doubt. Janis, believe this or not, for all our comic book fans or geeks or whatever we're calling these people today, lovely, lovely people. Janis Joplin was a comic book fan, and not Marvel or DC, but Zap Comics, which was one of the founders was Robert Crumb. Definitely was a very counterculture thing. So yes, there you go. And that was Peace in My Heart, and my God, what an electro-psychedelic blues rock freak out if there ever was one, from 1968. The album that came from was the number one Billboard album of that year, and also happened to be the number one LP on the day your host was born. Now, this next song, on Cheap Thrills, it states that there's some live recordings. There's only one true live recording, and that's the last track, which is Ball and Chain. So what happened on the first two tracks, the second one being I Need a Man to Love and the one we're about to hear, were done in the studio with audience overdubs. This is a real live recording, and I think is actually slightly superior to the album track you hear on Cheap Thrills. I know I've probably just committed heresy, and it just smokes. Definitely speaker shredding blowout here. From 1968, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Live at Winterland, combination of the two, and we'll see you just before the grand finale.
Right now I'm going to do a song that we sang in New York several times, and really dig to do it here.
Right.
It's called Combination of the Two. It's about San Francisco.
Thank you.
mother, baby, to find their way in this world. I need you, darling, like the fish need the sea. Don't take your sweet, sweet love from me. Baby, when you're down and feel so blue, well, no, you won't drown, honey. I'll be there too. You're not alone. I'm there too.
Baby, don't stop. 130 is not on. Not that I'm play that great, but still and all, I ought to be able to hear it, you know what I mean?
Are you hearing it now?
No. Now. It's too loud. I can't play that good.
Am I getting my Texas accent back?
I hope so.
Did I always sound like this, man? I hear myself on tape when I sound like
this. Them roots.
God.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I see the news faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, that rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, and I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues, yeah. Windshield wipers slapping time eyes, holding Bobby's hand in mine, we sang every song that Daddy knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. Sang the blues, you know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything that we've done, said Bobby, baby, he kept me from the cold. One day up near Salinas, known, I let him slip away, but he was looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. When I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me, yeah. Feeling good was easy, Lord, Bobby sang the blues. I said feeling good was good enough for me. It's good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby McGee. La da da la la da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby McGee. La da 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 da, la da da na 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 na. Na 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 Bobby McGee. La na 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 na. Hey na Bobby, la na Bobby McGee. Hell, I call him my lover, I call him my man, I said I call him my lover, I do the best I can. I say now, come on Bobby, Lord, come on Bobby McGee, yeah.
That's when somebody else has to take over.
If there's something you need, all that you never ever.
And welcome back, Children of Revolution, as we coming into the home stretch here at our 50th anniversary Janis Joplin Forever Memorial Tribute here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. Studio all around, Monkey Bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and how awful am I? I forgot to mention that Piece of My Heart was actually an Irma Franklin cover. Yes. And if that last name sounds familiar, yes, she was one of the professional recording touring sisters of Aretha Franklin and actually sang backup on many of her classic hits on Atlantic. Yes, shout out to Irma Franklin. Now, let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our amazing show before we get to our probably obvious grand finale, but it's definitely worth it. Kicked it off with a smoking live version of Combination of the Two from Live at Winterland by Big Brother and the Holding Company. Following that was Half Moon, recorded in 1970, released in 1971's Pearl. And that album was Janis' second solo album, released posthumously. And it spent 9 weeks at number one. You know, it's one thing to, you know, an artist comes out and people rush to buy their record or records, you know, after they've died. You know the album must be of high quality to stay on top for that long. It was the second biggest album by Woman of the Year after Carole King's Tapestry. And following that, Big Brother and the Holding Company from their debut album, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Call on Me, 1967. Reports state that Janis absolutely loved hearing her voice double-tracked on that. And following that, it was kind of a controversial song. It's an outtake of a song called One Night Stand from 1982. You hear this, and eventually appeared on the Janis box set. The original mix of this appeared on the album Farewell Song, and what had happened is that Columbia, her label, decided to take some unreleased vocal tracks and record them with new band members, and then take some of the original tracks and re-record them with other band members. Really upset members of the Big Brother and the Holding Company. This actually features the Paul Butterfield Blues Band recording this, and it was produced by Todd Rundgren. Yes, still a fantastic track. And after that, a live version of Down on Me from 1968's Live at the Carousel Ballroom from 1968. The stereo separation sounds kind of strange compared to what today, what passes for today. That was part of the audio engineer's plan to kind of replicate the way it actually sounded in the ballroom. And after that, demo of what would become her only number one single and still the only female to have a posthumous number one single in the United States, recorded in 1970 from the Pearl Sessions double disc. And that was Me and Bobby McGee, the Kris Kristofferson song. It was originally a country track and recorded about a year prior. And here's the odd thing. For it being such a massive hit and one of the songs most associated with Janis, it has some incredibly thinly veiled drug use in the first lines of the lyrics. Yes, harpoon and dirty red bandana refer to junkies. I should know. I was one for many years. After that, live version of Raise Your Hand from 1969, never released on an album, which is a shame. That is an Eddie Floyd cover. Eddie Floyd, of course, who did a Knock on Wood, an absolute stone cold soul classic. And this and Little Girl Blue were the only, they were done on the same night, the only appearance that Janis ever made on the Ed Sullivan Show. And here we are. This next song is the song that launched them into the stratosphere. When the band played, and I should say this, when Big Brother and the Holding Company played the Monterey Pop Festival, you have to understand that Janis has been with the band for a year, and it was a lot of work for them to get their sound together. Big Brother and the Holding Company were kind of this experimental, heavy rock thing going on, which was very different than anything else than everyone thinks of San Francisco peace, love, and flowers, and la 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 la, and sunshine. Nah, it was not always the case. And when they found Janis, when they were introduced to her, they really didn't know what to make of her because she really looked like, according to Sam Andrew, the band, like his mother from Texas. It took them a while to kind of get it together, and my God, did they ever gel amazingly well. Even their early audiences with Janis it took them a while to warm up to them. They just really didn't know what to make of her. And they were an unsigned band when they did the Monterey Pop Festival. And they were signed to Mainstream right afterwards. And then as their legend grew really, really quickly, Columbia had to go up and snatch them. Thank you, Janis Joplin. And hopefully this has given everyone some absolute joy to listen to. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, or requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. Our next show not only is a Rocktober show, but is also, remember, it's still Hispanic Heritage Month, and we'll be featuring the original Santana Band. This is Ball and Chain, the Big Mama Thornton cover, live.
It's called Love Is Like a Ball and Chain.
Looking out at the rain, sitting down by my window, just looking out at the rain. Some came along. Baby, and it feels like a ball and chain. La 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 la, love got a hold on the baby. Feels like a ball and chain. And I don't know why the man I'm loving wanna go on and leave me here. So wanna leave me here, so much pain. And I'll say, oh, whoa, whoa. Babe, tell me why. Wanna tell me why? Tell me why. I said, baby, why? Oh, baby, why? Why now?
you're doing to me. The no, 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 no. And I'll say, oh, 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 honey, it ain't fair, oh, darling, it ain't fair. What do you do? Don't I try to tell you? You went out and you broke my heart, honey, and I did not. Sitting down by my window, just looking out at the rain. Peep out the rain, alone. Sitting down by my window, just looking out at the rain. Some came along, honey, grabbed a hold of me, and it felt like a ball and chain. Tell me why love, oh honey, why love is like, well, it's like a ball and in a chair.